The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good afternoon, nerds. Welcome back to Blake's Book Club. Today we're talking Chapter 18 of Voyager Roots. Now, this is an interesting chapter, one that I really enjoyed reading. And I remember the friendship with Joe between Claire and he in the show and being very underwhelmed. Very underwhelmed. It was a nice little addition. You know, it proves that life was one way for Claire, and it was more textured than just I'm a doctor in Boston in 1968, and that's it. Even though, you know, Joe is doctor adjacent and he too is a surgeon, it gave a little bit more texture to Claire's world in the show. But the relationship itself was definitely, at least the way that it was portrayed, unearned. All of a sudden, you know, they were in school, and then the next thing we see, Joe and Claire are best friends, and they've been best friends for a while. That, to me, was unearned. However, this chapter in the book gives us far more insight into that relationship and the kind of friendship that Claire and Joe have. And the most important part is that what the show suggests is Claire and Joe were friends because, you know, he was the only black guy, she was the only woman, and they immediately bonded. In the book, however, that is not the case. In the book, it's much different in that their friendship was very slow to come together, and very slow to come to be, which I feel like is kind of how a lot of friendships start. At least some of mine, most of mine, although my best friend and it was my first day of college and I met him, and we were best friends immediately. I don't know how that happened. I am not that kind of person. If you can't tell already, I am not great with people. I don't socialize very well, but you know, it is what it is. But I do like the notion that Joe and Claire became great friends over time. This was another one of those chapters that I was listening to, and you know, it's only, you know, just short of 20 minutes, maybe 20 minutes on Audible. As you know, I was driving in here into work at 5:30 in the morning. This is one of those chapters where I know where it's going. Even though this chapter was not used in the show, I know where it's going, and I know the kind of friendship that they're supposed to have, Joe and Claire. And I just smiled. Like, it's just warmth. Especially as Claire is on the plane back to Boston. By the way, leaving Brianna with Roger. Just, okay, see you later. Gotta go. You just keep finding Jamie. I got things to do. My vacation time is up, and I got things to organize. So, you guys just take the reins. Just leaves her kid. It's pretty wild. Anyway. You know, she's looking at this book that she's bought, and the only reason why she would ever read this book is because Joe is the one who got her into these kind of books, which I also feel like really happens. And it certainly happened with me and Outlander. My wife read those books, as you guys know, and she loved them. And like, it's only because her friend got her into it. And it's one of the Outlander is one of those stories that I never, ever, ever would have suspected Mary to fall in love with the way that she did. So much so that she wanted to create a podcast while we had a newborn baby amidst two other podcasts that we had at that time. So, and then it also rings true to me as well. Like, I never would have read Outlander. I may have watched it you know, only because Ron Moore's involvement. I mean, as you guys know, I'm a huge Ron Moore guy, and you know, especially because of his work on Star Trek, The Next Generation, and then DS9 under Ira Stephen Baer, and then obviously Battlestar Galactica. I mean, it's one of the five greatest television shows ever created, right? And that, I mean, that's just fact, not opinion. So I never would have read this book. I probably would have watched the show, and I probably would have given up on it by the middle of season two. Probably, just because I didn't like France. And if I stuck with it, I probably would have given up on it by the end of season three, because coconuts and all that other stuff. What I'm getting at is this. You get your friends get you involved in these things, and all of a sudden they stick and you can't stop. And I feel like this is more meta commentary from Diana about her own story. It's just, this is word of mouth kind of stuff. This is how these stories evolve and how these stories are consumed and spread. And it's really cool. I like how there's this little subtext in this scene.